A sloth, a donkey, and a curious human. Send a prompt and see what they're doing. One hits a record with a question on his mind. Two brothers pick it up, see what they find. Corn takes his time, Herman's got the facts. Back and forth, they never hold back. My weird prompts, come on in, that's where we begin. My weird prompts, glad you're here.
This episode was generated using artificial intelligence. Please verify facts.
Here's what Daniel sent us this time. He's been thinking about fiber optics, and dark fiber in particular, which we've kicked around before. His question is, what happens when the economics of extending high-speed internet just don't work? The places where physics gets weird, terrain gets hostile, and the subscriber base is maybe a few hundred people. Remote northern communities, research stations running on microwave links or Starlink, mountains, deserts, permafrost. And the deeper question, underneath all of it, if the internet is a global right and a global good, who builds the last 10%?
That tension is exactly where the whole conversation lives now. Not in the backbone. The backbone is doing fine, in fact, over-provisioned, and here's a fun detail about the 90s.
He's off.
AT&T bought a company called TCG around the time of the WorldCom merger as the dot-com era was accelerating. The valuation came down to an assumption about traffic doubling forever. Compound annual growth rates pegged to internet traffic doubles every 3 months, which was an optical networking industry statement from that exact moment. The overshoot on fiber deployment was massive, 7-8 times what was needed. Fortunes were built and lost overnight, and the fiber just stayed.
The dawn of dark fiber? The hangover of over-provisioning. And I want to sit on that phrase, sleeping fiber, for a second, because it's such a strange artifact. You've got glass strands running under Manhattan, under Chicago, under farmland in Iowa, fully capable of carrying terabits, and they're just sitting there unlit for 25 years. It's like building a highway system and then leaving the asphalt under a tarp while everyone keeps using dirt roads.
That's exactly the image. And what makes it stranger is that some of those routes were documented, some weren't, some changed corporate hands 4 or 5 times through bankruptcy proceedings, where the physical asset got listed as a line item nobody quite understood. There are credible stories of construction crews digging up a street in Dallas for a completely unrelated project and finding conduit with fiber inside that no current utility claimed ownership of. The records have been lost across 3 mergers. So the fiber just sat there. Legally orphaned, physically perfect.
Which brings us back to Daniel's question with a twist. If we couldn't even track what we buried in downtown Dallas, what chance does a 100-kilometer stretch of frozen trench have of making economic sense?
Optical cables were buried with LEDs that would have been already obsolete once lit. Protocol fragmentation? ATM versus SONT versus SDH? The endless voice versus data quorum? And what I think gets missed is how many assets were never even patched through when the boom lifted. So to take what he's asking about, one man's stranded duct is the price of entry for another's universal coverage, mission, and the breakpoint isn't where the fiber ends, it's 3 layers down.
Walk me through that, because I think most people hear internet and picture one thing.
Most people hear internet and think of one thing. It's actually 3 networks stacked. Layer 1 is backbone, continent-spanning cables, massive capacity, dark fiber galore. Layer 2 is middle mile, regional distribution hubs connecting cities to towns. Layer 3 is last mile, the actual drop to your home or community center. That last layer is where cost goes vertical. Trenching, civil works, labor, right-of-way permissions.
Distance per subscriber goes from meters, maybe, to hundreds of kilometers. In a city, you trench one block and pass 200 apartments. In the Northwest Territories, you trench one block and pass one house, and the next house is another block away, and the block is a kilometer long because block stops being a meaningful unit of measurement.
Jumping straight to cost, a NTIA report from late 2025 under the BEAD program's follow-up audits sets rural flatland fiber installation between $15,000 and $30,000 per kilometer.
Given cost for pavement cuts in Israel, that seems wildly optimistic. I've seen municipal fiber bids in Tel Aviv where just the asphalt restoration alone runs $5,000 per cut, and that's in a dense urban grid where you're sharing conduit with electrical and water. Flatland rural. Sure, you're not paying for traffic control, but you're also not sharing any existing infrastructure. You're bringing everything.
The minute you lose flatland, your same hole starts costing $25,000 to $50,000 per kilometer. And the minute you introduce seasonal permafrost, continuous permafrost, Alaska-style, frozen groundwater at 90 centimeters depth, you're staring at between $80,000 and $120,000 per kilometer below latitude 63, and this is before anyone mentions lighting it passively. Your inline amplifier locations are strung along an existing maintenance road, which often also needs to be laid because they tend not to keep an ice-free highway 6 a.m. January ready just in case. An easy dig season arrives.
Connecting Tuktoyaktuk is both a geography and construction calendar problem. You've got maybe an 8-week window where the ground is soft enough to trench, but not so soft that your equipment sinks, and during that window you need to move fast enough to hit your marks before freeze-up. It's not just expensive, it's logistically claustrophobic.
Right. The Canadian Radio, Television and Telecommunications Commission, the CRTC, made the exact decision you're referencing. It resolved in mid-2024 to fund a fiber trunk north from Inuvik covering 400 kilometers at $78 million Canadian dollars translated into per kilometer costs approaching $195,000. Subscriber count estimate for targeted regions, all fiber aggregated, hovered below 1,000 households all in.
Which is under the per kilometer rate on their spend numbers. That is public subsidization, far in excess of any possible return window. You're looking at roughly $78,000 per household, just for the fiber run, before you've lit it, before you've installed any customer premises equipment, before you've hired a single support technician. If every one of those 1,000 households paid $300 a month for gigabit service, which they can't, because median income in the region is nowhere near supporting that, your payback period is measured in decades, plural, with interest.
As of this year, that trunk is partially complete. Inuvik itself, near 70% fiber to residents pulled but only about 15 kilometers landed outside Inuvik Municipal Core. So Tuktoyaktuk today still terminates its connectivity bearing light via microwave. Doyon Limited, an Alaska Native corporation, was showing a project update in April showing still awaiting bridging fiber beyond Central Prudhoe Corridor. Therefore, in today's data, exactly what the prompt talks about, the Northwest Territories plus far northern Yukon. Approx 60-ish percent of surveyed communities can hit minimum 50 down, 10 up, but almost none of them through terrestrial wire. Instead, microwave hops carrying total shared pipe of under 100 megabits and per user throughput, approximating the mid-teens meg class.
Low latency, 20 millisecond, fiber equivalent. The marketing has learned dance moves reality hasn't loaded, and we should be precise about what mid-teens megglass means in practice. That's enough for one decent quality video stream, and maybe some web browsing, but if two people in the household try to do a video call simultaneously, or if a student needs to upload a large assignment while someone else is streaming, the whole thing craters. It's the difference between connected on a census form and connected in any functional sense.
The actual delay from a Tuktoyaktuk origin to a Vancouver Edge data center reads about 20 milliseconds. One way, not exactly problematic. However, the average session at full load degrades extremely hierarchically. Your non-weather attenuated aggregate link capacity sits roughly comparable to half a single fiber older broadband subscriber within city infrastructure after it feeds everything and everybody crossing 8 or 9 router queues.
To underline why the cost calculus breaks, signal region and route. Exactly that, in warm territory placement for erbium-doped fiber amplifiers, placements at intervals every 80 to 100-ish kilometers, requiring clean voltage delivery. Inside, continuous permafrost. Such spacing gets more expensive than digging the road drainage. You're not just digging a hole for the amplifier hut. You're digging a hole, insulating it from ground that will freeze and heave and crack your foundation, running power to it, and then maintaining access to a site that might be unreachable by road for 5 months of the year.
The 2025 fieldwork from the Finnish High Arctic Build, collaboration with Nunavut Experience, Pool Industry White Books on Seasonal Open Trench Methods, is that for terrain south of the permanent ground, signal loss during extreme minus 40 Celsius bumps higher, refractive index changed enough that your attenuation shifts 0.02 additional decibel per kilometer seems like absolutely nothing until that tiny leakage runs a 500 kilometer pure amplifier. Free distance corridor then leaves you requiring 12 extra decibels cumulative spread to push optical power over the noise floor, which again pushes amp site placement up past, say, 16 new Along-Pi spaces that don't presently get utility.
Extra kilometers spiral back more closely than extra kilometers alone, chasing each gradient plus map call. It's not linear. Every extra degree of cold, every extra kilometer of distance, every extra meter of elevation. They don't add, they multiply. You're fighting physics on multiple fronts simultaneously. Meanwhile, in view of access problems, microwave axe grown, targeted as a bridging profile rather than save, final mile.
Matter of frequency. Most long-haul units operate across backhaul links far removed of metro spectrum caps, operating when licensed commercial between 6 and 38 gigahertz, carrying roughly blocky single-digit gigabit over long hop 70-odd kilometers. Ergo, earlier modern Siklu, by their 2024 generation modules producing per steer narrow, 60 gigahertz and newer E-band lightly extending at 71, even up north of 80, but all carrying less range, shorter hop, around biggest feasible 10 kilometers maximum, no surplus margin past 10 minutes dry.
An aggregator wet blanket performance. Edge at 70 north lines freeze horizontally heavily, inside frosting dish coating pre-season. Wet conditions building by vertical incidence, slight feed horns across multi-annual seasonal oscillate, where bounce dynamic forces dish deformation, every minus 20 run, resulting compounded two lines, heavy precipitation caused with connection outage. Annual rounding near 4% upward, slowly past 7 annual, rounding near 4% upward, slowly past 7 in even generous mesh duplication. And let me translate that from compressed speak. You've got a microwave dish on a tower in the Arctic, and when wet snow hits it at just the wrong angle, it freezes into a lopsided ice shell that physically deforms the dish shape. Now your carefully aimed beam is scattering, and your link budget, which was already tight because you're running at the edge of the equipment's range, falls apart. You send a crew up to de-ice it, except the tower is coated in the same ice, and the wind is howling, and it's dark for 20 hours a day.
Tuktoyaktuk Yaktuk knows this. It's approximately a 4-mile network share, still fragile when supercool rainfall-loaded front passage delivers the big loss climb every fall. Then wet replacement calibrations add frozen dish. Workers climb high, no bucket truck reliable during same wind shear. Doyon that year, by its Springfield surveys and combined with general Alaskan trench fiber synergy plus by regional 800-kilometer 70% contiguous alongside Dalton Highway, all backbone, $200 million sum, purely corridor delivering big terminal both Pruto heavy commercial together with dead horse logistical alongside, but not to native middle village domestic curtails.
Its application is as narrow as for an oil-heavy semi-tractor, like toward traffic for an offshore rig broadband versus the civilian segment, effectively missing fiber residential anywhere around. So you've got this bizarre situation where a multi-hundred-million-dollar fiber corridor runs right past communities that are still on microwave because the fiber was built for industrial extraction, not for people. It's like running a water main through a village, but only putting taps on the oil derricks.
Because that's the pith. Low population equals last mile financially, negative ad infinitum. The math doesn't just look bad at year 5 or year 10, it looks bad forever. There is no crossover point where revenue catches up to capital cost because the capital cost per household is so far above any plausible monthly rate that you'd need multi-generational financing to even pretend the numbers work.
Microwave reaches the limit almost, and adding secondary redundancy feed by satellite covers, missed demand where fixed spectrum near 60 north grade broken availability spread over northern diminished schedule. And this is where the conversation usually pivots to LEO constellations as the great equalizer. Just put a dish on every roof and call it done.
LEO itself suffers per hour traffic distribution clusters north going. The satellites aren't evenly distributed. Their orbits concentrate over populated latitudes, and as you push toward the poles, the geometry gets thin.
And up near Arctic constellate geometrical model, the high vertical count within coverage dip expected. and do so. 40 plus milliseconds minimal path, feasible above winter summer when terminal link slant may shift hop edge over. Beyond that northern round, 60 plus milliseconds peak, even mid after ground fours. Parallel birds pop across recent separate polar insert approved add 3 degree as their number working architecture. Scaling broader just got the most edge for extra positioning inside, just southern margins usually far.
Let me unpack that for listeners who don't speak compressed. Corn. A Starlink Performance Working Group report through March-ish publishing, ISOC periodically indicates, above latitude roughly 85, performance runs mixed, average 34 to 40 milliseconds latency, periodic spikes to 50 or longer, and transfer speeds bound slower because satellite handoff spatial availability is thinner. This is okay, this is better than nothing, and moderately stronger than the alternatives. For a lowish $99 personal class monthly, plus equipment cost upward of several hundred dollars, among heavily indigenous, extremely income humble regimes, rural poverty height, Alaska averaged $900 monthly income. A subscriber cannot afford $1,500 hardware upfront if monthly near local needed. A public bulk station equals one high quality office style consistent connection, shared.
Per poverty parity dollar, not yet. Starlink plus remote microwave, indeed, 3 mod, any plan. And 3 mod, meaning you're stacking 3 different technologies. Fiber backbone somewhere far away, microwave middle mile, LEO last mile. And each layer introduces its own failure modes, its own latency penalties, its own maintenance costs. You haven't solved the problem. You've just distributed it across more vendors.
That brings to another exact case, but mountainous extreme. Himalayas on centerpiece Nepal to shared through border foreign P joined up connective fiber mid before. Hill opens new geo, direct economic return, primary traffic corridor crossing. Something China built this stretch for rapid medium-sized traverse 200 long kilometers at announced reported composite 45 million then running laps, adding nearly 30% over rockfalls. Giving those numbers because reparation lane closed nearly 19 million ramp, 17 unplanned reactive heavy install layers slow gradient dropping avalanche barrier, seasonal heli replacement in rapid continuous. End of mountains after, same wall Andes through southern Chile test line prior rolling deeper. In around roughly lat close vertical cold ground rock, hard extending glacier undercut built 2 mile multiple half high run temporary high radiation extra oxygen complex zone fully abandoned do ever mobile rock.
You've got Nepal where a 200 kilometer stretch runs 45 million base, then 30% overrun from rockfalls alone. That's nearly 60 million for 200 kilometers, or 300,000 per kilometer. And that's before you factor in the helicopter time for avalanche barrier replacement. And in Chile, they just walked away. The rock was moving too much. The fiber kept breaking. The entire investment got written off.
Then you tack onto the desert link like West African top two agency midsection far crossing that corridor via prior trans inside past.
Algeria into Niger fiber segment, got some route. Northern opening pushed outside past constrained period final. Maybe upward half back higher. Nearly 12 later percent final, end variation higher insert to mark, due micro sign loss, continued press retransmission. Post-patch medium gear upon core because vertical heating shade darken upon from. Middle rapid shifts, roughly minus comma pointing inside temp. Repeating gradient inside temp. Repeating gradient inside each amplitude laser quarter precision cooling. Final ratio increases completion nearing 100 maybe dot.
Let me slow that down. Desert fiber has the opposite problem from Arctic fiber. Instead of cold shifting your refractive index, you got 100 degree Fahrenheit daily temperature swings that thermally cycle your splices and your amplifier components. Sand abrasion eats your cable jackets, and when you bury the cable, the ground itself shifts. Desert pavement isn't stable, it migrates. So your carefully surveyed trench from March is in a slightly different place by September, and your repairs require re-excavation in conditions where your crew can only work during a 4-hour morning window before the heat becomes dangerous.
Okay, covering the surface facing temp facing gradient kneel, inside 12 increments, approximately just past 0.0 fine, plus near point comma extra gain, equivalent full cycle into tight window. 50 Celsius day, temp abrasive mild sand thumper jacket erosion aside. Decibels crept until needing buffer region, every low 63 kilometer shift. Post each relay construction costs aggregate pullout. Upending near extra, just plane from southeast lateral new installation. Adding nearly 12 extra engineering. Million overall new corridor. Full nearly bulk near 100. Transcontinental temporary. Plus enough stretched wallet, no standard. Translation. Your amplifier spacing shrinks from 80 kilometers to 63 because thermal attenuation is eating your margin. So you need more amplifier sites, each one requiring power and security in the middle of nowhere. And your per kilometer cost climbs past the point where any normal business case closes.
Sum everything else into your global bandwidth, population limited, now live use minimal. Equal measure that roughly less maybe point per day capacity. Today mass per unit utilization figure index usage, occupied lit now even partial digital having, yet cap table still short built thus by end investment pushing to next. Above those tiny remote pockets, geography creates cost curve, where each served line has a societal threshold measurement equal to the cost of choosing roads parallel for infrastructure. First migration toward each island site connecting maybe our 150 sub home for reason. Utility plus primitive access return effect per service. Incremental outlast piece nearly per overhead. Shared high maybe 10. Big 1000 for non-mass production. Amp cost loading front facing next across region timelapse. Round any corridor external consortium around low number. Northern far building. Thus next, another price. Yield plus mile area single pipeline. Yield plus very few truly operating semi-hard interest funds. Moving area.
The fundamental cost relationship hit front here sits exactly inside viewing potential additional large project like current expansion concept design, the north via Arctic route. At fact pending engineering appraisal summary run ready across framework, three largely nation grouping heading building, new large hulled undersea, northwest corridor sitting 7,000 precise kilometer cable high about, big half 10 matching cap, potentially bundle right cluster projection estimates might. Coming soon, adding maybe upwards, incremental cost place frontier. Lower 1-200 extra post-kilometer stations, possibility to attach branching inland shorter community down. Spoke leg pieces, thus no real. Far daily chance low, maybe chance capture. Close 20 soon couple remain okay. That works bottom, the only multi-route plug ratio, close cluster marine currently producing short coastal gateway coverage feed that furthers beyond minimal inland bridging maybe?
Also, the submerged body surface underway, briefly initial movements bridging Iceland and to Greenland further, plus east alongside early preliminary Japanese partial element, marine co-underwriter inside either shortly plug, perhaps year by time, out to next 1,000 many into phase formal close within short, then full deploy, large bore, slightly 1,000 shorter aligned, roughly plus few shift into pole, dimension aligned general heavy, likely moderate by pack, floating 0 year sub eventually facing against pressure front onto deep shelf.
The extreme slow earth misshaped route plus bridge pass whole dark giant ahead, year model big up shaped.
Probably offset possibly soon after station, plus degree fixed shared region capacity extension. Local micro further lateral average place. Minimum density scaling early preliminary sharing path. Small medium scale, thus frontier, last plausible purely now known shared future capital. 2000, okay near end, come average by large construction.
Let me surface what we're both dancing around. There is a real, actual, being studied right now, proposal for a submarine cable running through the Northwest Passage. Something like 7,000 kilometers of fiber on the seafloor, connecting the North Atlantic to the North Pacific through the Arctic Archipelago. The engineering is borderline science fiction. You're laying cable under seasonal ice cover, in water shallow enough that iceberg keels can scour the bottom, through channels that aren't fully charted. But if it works, you suddenly have a backbone running past dozens of communities that are currently microwave only, and the cost of a branching spur to any one of them drops by an order of magnitude because you're tapping a trunk rather than building a dedicated overland route from nothing.
Downhole mesh opposite, absolute proven cost, ultraground opposite in current far gap, the outlying Mexico. Oaxaca semi-doing, half-native design that deployed under minute thick community center basic pocket first network base. Thousands only small public donated slightly matched small station, maybe gather cap underside unit dozen. Basic consumer points full inside fiber quickly consumer toward about 200 nominal fixed dropping steady pulling, plus almost many home semi-routine path community, steady weekly P2P station, low plus very micro level relatively cheaper. Too great expand across aggregate mostly antenna for clear, of any infra top cost point, maybe another 45 aside plus run too low annual maintenance, few optional swapping pull used roughly for frequent dense share downpoint capacity that returning test basic barely small packet top short feed, 15 maybe micro low unit roughly 8 gig total high cap in place. But covering plus basic share barely use of, yes, that community role owned under early funding brought precisely from one, those small internet outreach coordination plus entire region start small enough baseline anchored solar unit away, full electrical, all 2-0, fully no grid output, generating energy, plus local fully no last charge, bottom maybe kind, simple real, 8 grand plus marginal aside switch pair, inside upgraded rate later faster bandwidth, bridging plus then moving side, second phased into steady stable pull south near low usage, heavy use packet morning medium, load rolling schedule. Otherwise plus stable social norm overnight upload shares, sufficient whole short rate because larger back plus Z.
This is the Oaxaca model in practice. A community of maybe 200 households, no grid power, no existing telecom infrastructure. They start with a solar-powered base station, a few thousand dollars in donated equipment, and a single satellite backhaul link. Total capital outlay under $10,000. They build a local mesh network, point-to-point wireless, mostly, with some fiber for the backbone links between neighborhoods. Users get maybe 15 megabits during peak hours, which isn't glamorous, but it's enough for voice calls, messaging, and asynchronous video. The key is that it's community-owned, community-maintained, and marginal cost approaches zero once the capital is sunk because the solar panels don't send monthly bills.
Talking about Connected Universe full scale, out of interest, also back just your cycle, previous cycle. Some version pointing before summer. Early this grouping ITU partner proposal push tag, connectivity for all, coalition flagpole, aiming more or less somewhere close. Steady big policy flag, adding aggressive goal, partial perhaps active across horizon target, connect prime, with minimal bottom rate as objective. Fixed inside full future cycle expected around perhaps exactly around target. Maybe future typical toward out far alignment remaining toward 2 now. Front policy, some quiet earlier announced limited top level UN. Maybe tracking close early. Phase loosely large co-language, zero multi low push. Ask plus minus projected fall support. Form voluntary extra per campaign. Gradual add plus nothing built inside enforcement. Zero which top returning softly drifting some near share. Point closer parallel. Full pull plus early year limited mass cap below demand. To scale money and shifting short available World Bank element, medium across frontier multi-loan role.
The ITU has a connectivity for all flag in the ground. The UN has language. The World Bank has a few hundred million in rolling loans, which sounds like a lot until you realize that's maybe 1,000 kilometers of Arctic fiber, or a single medium-sized national backbone in a country with friendly terrain. The gap between the aspirational language and the actual capital deployed is still an order of magnitude wide, and there's no enforcement mechanism, no treaty obligation, no penalty for missing targets. It's a voluntary framework with voluntary funding, which means it competes with every other voluntary funding priority in every donor country's budget cycle.
One highlight that last angle maybe, the eventual lawfare policy pull under net open, equal guidelines ability alongside maybe slow penalty total. Fixed inside side standard, no top tier anchor exactly inside zero. Some low segment still high power ratio, uneven, some US full round final net, equal policy inside large broad channel. Plus, digital equity. Absolute mid 2.75 billion limit final cap, plus public inside just bottom fair point about lower apply short range extra remaining, maybe nominal outside almost high subcenter, plus block plus 30 inside percent far roughly half basic, actual below almost additional bottom frontier, also small enough zero grade two piece fraction of built middle toward harder corners impossible, tiny chance truly edge, well also roll micro plus open, leading cost equally big capital gap. Plenty matter full patch out of or, but that the flip perhaps collective C roll combine last zero area plus edge run on demand and big space push shape, Partial demand ahead turning large, likely wide choice central versus distributed over perhaps around public. Direct towards some core, huge complete otherwise huge direct conclusion. Some massive directly side region, two decade future, covering connect, physical total run cost, rolling within big, big difference.
You've got the EU Digital Equity Act at $275 billion, which sounds substantial. But when you spread it across all 50 states, territories, and tribal lands, and then you look at what Arctic fiber actually costs per kilometer, you realize that the entire digital equity appropriation might cover one medium-sized northern project if you're lucky. The capital gap between what's budgeted and what's needed isn't a rounding error. It's a structural feature of how we fund universal service. We set targets, we appropriate money, we build what the money can build, and then we look at what's left unbuilt and call it the last 10%, as if it's a rounding error rather than the hardest, most expensive 10% that will cost more than the first 90 combined.
Public co-op local group inside most margin, my absolutely final floor pull stable along moderate but full network of future scenario detail. Close pull vertical, further call further push down huge center, big maybe slightly minimal collect infrastructure. Distribute unlike steady immediate capital, eventually slide internal, by push open distance core. Tiny yet plus exactly tilt total, plus massive hole, low slow, better small too. Kind ending short region near plus mix etc. anyway?
Connect more people, arguably not. Pair the last mile patch correctly, multi-tech open. Border sense, pure fiber everywhere is a slogan, not a plan. The actual path to universal connectivity probably looks like fiber backbone where possible. Microwave middle mile where terrain allows, LEO where latitude permits, and community mesh where nothing else reaches. And the policy challenge is making those handoffs seamless enough that the user doesn't need to know or care which technology is carrying their packets today.
That's the quiet conclusion sitting underneath Daniel's question. The last 10% won't be built by any single technology or any single funding model. It'll be stitched together from submarine cables crossing the Northwest Passage, from solar-powered mesh networks in Oaxaca, from LEO constellations pushing their coverage envelopes poleward, from public subsidies that don't expect a return, and from local cooperatives that don't need one. The question isn't whether it's possible, it's whether we have the institutional patience for solutions that look messy and hybrid rather than clean and universal. And now, Hilbert's daily fun fact.
In the 1950s, a French colonial administrator in Chad ordered a custom-made railway station clock from a Swiss manufacturer. But the clock was lost in a cargo plane crash near the Tibesti Mountains during delivery and was never recovered. 2 years later, the same model of clock was installed in the waiting room of a small train station in northern Italy, where it ran perfectly for 42 years before stopping during a lightning storm in 1997.
The Chad station never knew what it lost, and the Italian station never knew what it gained. Which is almost too on the nose for an episode about infrastructure that exists, but was never lit. Fiber that was buried and forgotten, and communities that don't know what they're missing because the connection was never built.
That's probably the single most Herbert Pocket-esque lost expectation I have ever tracked along the arc of maybe nothing. Closing up, if this episode lands somewhere for you, you might currently find the entire conversation at open browser near myweirdprompts.com/support, pushing the cause forward through going beyond distributed geo last mile right down into local financing by listener-driven micro-support around the final public patch. The question we would hang back unresolved Universal Net's last frontier sits absolute now at permanent build cost numbers coming just inside, tipping almost halfway between the $195 per kilometer by user and quarterly $5 billion project scaled out sums. Answer from almost nowhere yet emerging across kind micro outer slow buildup. If today, a quiet consortium corner across North Coastline Chart plus deep shelf advance leads to the single most meaningful quiet last push forward onto eventual, maybe full last gap, does the job move outward fast toward that public roads model? This has been My Weird Prompts, with half track over Icy Gear to hear alongside me all, Herman Poppleberry plus Corn among post-broad gauge equatorial single meter quiet anyway. Recommend subscribe, plus also leave that open patch review, either small medium line, where real face minimal sign break ground extremely whole. Doing other rough drift cable? Sure, short good word push end all. Signing this largely over spec under our audio routing head post, latest CL weight, fully half new frontier heavy, Before some silent list, some region, supergrade, direct or edge, plus tiny deep end bottom plug distribution near steady, with maybe over soon towards ideal mid-hear talk channel will eventually plus close. This push episode nearly over end toward the absolute truly quiet middle edge large passing stationary small after break far forward. Slow hybrid final across joint inside soft open finishing near next minimal large shift along after sign beyond. Done.
This episode script was written by DeepSeek V4 Pro with text-to-speech by Chatterbox.
Thanks for listening to our show, my weird prompts, where odd thoughts go. From sloth slow takes to facts on cue, we chase the strange and follow through. Some nights it's news, some nights it's lore, a thought you've never heard before. The host dig in, the host dig deep. The stranger the prompt, the less they sleep. From tiny questions, big ones too. From half-formed hunches to deja vu. If something odd is in your head, send it in, we'll chase the thread. My weird prompts, that's the close. From sloth, from man, from long ear host. My weird prompts, until next time. Stay curious, keep weird in mind.